bringing you a little bit of Cape Town to the Dolphin Coast. It's the sound of Beatenburg, DJ Clock and Beatenburg. Remember you. 17 minutes past 9 o'clock. And it's Tuesday. Easing into your Tuesday on Radio Life and Style. And it's time for us to start slowing things down just for a second before the rest of your day runs away with you. And a regular slot that we have on a Tuesday, kind of a mindful moment, and bringing you a dose of mindfulness and some cool stuff that you can start playing with today. Helen Garner is in the house with us once again, fresh from the yoga practice this morning. How you doing, Helen?
I'm good, Mike. Nice to see you.
You always look good on a Tuesday morning. Is it because of the yoga? You roll in here with this energy and this feel good aura, just because you've done it, or is every day like this for you?
No. No, I've literally, my husband will say sometimes, when was the last time you did yoga? Because I'm a little bit maybe ratty. Yoga just makes you, it just uplifts you, creates space.
Everyone kind of just like floats out of the class afterwards. It's like you can see they're ready for whatever the day has in store for them. It's a cool thing. And if you're looking for a really cool regular yoga practice and someone who knows a thing or two about guiding a class, Helen, we just before we get into the mindful stuff, what days are you here in Belita doing your thing?
Tuesday Thursday mornings.
Do you still have like space in the class though? Is it not like jam-packed?
My students all laugh because I tell them if we have a lot of people, we're going India style. In India there's no space between mats.
Oh really?
I will make a plan.
Okay, there you go. That's how we roll. Doing it in the Fit Pod.
In Fit Pod 3, so above Wayland's. It is very big and spacey and airy. It's lovely.
That's so cool. And how do people like get in touch? How can you book a space?
You just show up, pretty much. I'm pretty chilled that way. but yeah, so you can get hold of me on Instagram, Helen Garner Yoga, and you can chat or, yeah.
There you go. Helen Garner Yoga. And, you know, we're going to get mindful right now. So not necessarily, physical, moving, but, you know, yoga and mindfulness, they play well together, hey?
No, they completely are. They're the same. Yeah, they are the same. But like you said, it's the physical as well. So it's sort of this mindful movement.
There you go. If you're able to work that into your weekly or daily existence, then more power to you. But life is busy, we understand. So sometimes you need to find ways to get out of your head without necessarily getting on the yoga mat. And sometimes you only have a sliver of time in the morning or at the end of the day, and you kind of need to do it on your own terms and your own time and your own space. What's the best way to do it? Well, it looks like there is a trending space right now in technology. The people that make apps have jumped on this bandwagon in a big way. And it's like there are literally thousands, tens of thousands, I think, of apps now. Meditation apps, mindfulness apps. Apparently, just between 2015 and 2018 alone, there were 2,000 new meditation apps launched. And before that, there were already a whole bunch existing. And since then, there have only been multiples more, because during the pandemic, especially, where anxiety levels were at all-time high, and people couldn't get out and couldn't exercise normally and do what they normally do and couldn't get together, this is when a lot of folks were logging online and finding ways to slow down.
To connect as well.
To connect and to disconnect.
Absolutely, to do the two together. Absolutely, agreed. It's weird, but it's true.
It is. And I wanted to find out from you, Helen, do you have a regular app or program or thing on your phone that you use and found adds value to your life?
Yeah, I definitely do. I love Insight Timer. I absolutely adore Insight Timer.
Insight Timer. Not Inside Timer.
did I say that wrong? Insight. I love that one. I've actually, on Instagram, I have many meditation apps approaching me and saying, will you validate ours and will you do this? And I'm an Insight Timer girl.
Yeah. You could be an ambassador for Insight Timer.
Exactly. I don't mix it up. If I like something, I stick with it. And it's got the timer. So and it really depends on what your meditation practice is.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to meditate, Insight Timer is brilliant, because I need to have user friendly things.
Yeah.
So when you go on there, like I would click on for kids, and then it would give me all the kids' meditation for my kids. So then I would look, and then it would say, okay, There's a 7-minute one, there's a 3-minute one, there's a 15-minute one, and then you can pick it. So you can literally kind of drill down to what you want. You want a time, so if you can say, I want a 30-minute one, or I want something for stress, or I want something for sleep, or I want something for kids, or you can drill down to exactly what you want, and they offer it. There's so many, like we were talking earlier, yeah. Mark, these other apps have, they reel you in, and they look amazing, and then wait now, buy this.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
And that's when your stress levels go up, right?
Exactly, because now you're on the 14-day trial or whatever. Yeah, you're amazing.
You've fallen in love with this meditation teacher.
I can't not have this in my life, and now you've got to start paying for it.
And it's dollars. So, but Insight Timer is, they're very, very, a huge amount that are free.
Generous with the free offering.
They're generous with the freebies. I'm a fan. But, and then, if you don't know how to meditate, they'll guide you. But if you do, and you have like, you want to repeat an affirmation, then you just hit the timer. So then you say, I'm going to want to do a 20-minute meditation, and then you can put, and it's so fun, you do bells.
The bells. So this is what I say, like, how does it let you know when your time is up or when you're approaching your time? Is it with chimes, with bells?
Yeah, so for me, I set it, I'll do a 30-minute meditation, and I'll start off, and then at 25 minutes, because sometimes, you know, humans, they kind of disappear.
Yeah.
So at 25 minutes, I'll get a little wooden bell that goes, clunk. And then I'm like, okay. And then I know, and then it'll tell me again. But you can set it where you want to set a thing, and then you have your bell.
That's
finishing.
So clever.
It's honestly so clever, and it's so user friendly.
Insight Timer. Mm. Helen Garner gives it 2 thumbs up.
I'm a fan.
and look, bottom line is, I'll always take the recommendation of a friend over a review I read online or whatever. So if it works for you, it's probably going to work for me. So that's huge. Looking at some of the other big ones that are dominating in the space, Headspace it's become this massive thing, this movement. I mean, there's things on Netflix, Headspace, interactive shows you can watch. They've got a big focus on sleep and helping people get a better night's sleep. They've been really clever with their branding and the way that they've created this app that's not intimidating. It's kind of fun. It's filled with colorful cartoons, and it's a joy to use. They really know what they're doing. They make a lot of money as well. They've done all kinds of tie-ins with, I think, like even international sports teams overseas, like the NBA, or they all use Headspace.
Amazing.
They're cool. They've got lots of podcasts and sort of spin-offs that they've produced. But the main Headspace app, it's all about helping you find more joy, apparently, get more good night's sleep, and making every day happier. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Mm. It's a really slick app, and you can download it for free. You can try it for 2 weeks for 14 days free, and then they want to start charging you for the premium stuff. If you want to go there, it's cool. But look, I would say even just try it out for
just
2 weeks.
Check it out. I think the thing is as well is that sleep is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, so if you can find something, even if you're not really into this, you don't buy into like sort of the affirmation meditation or you know, the repetition or whatever that is, or the japa. You know those the japa malas, the mala beads.
Yes.
There's 108 beads on each of on a mala bead, and the japa, it's japa because it's quick. So you would hold one bead and repeat, and then you would hold the next bead and repeat, and you would hold the next bead. So that's also a way of kind of coming back into the focus, because that's what we want. We want to be able to have more calm, more focus, and so that we can sleep.
I think they need to bring up the japa bead app, because then more people will be using it.
I know. I love a good mala bead.
there's an option for you if you want to make sure it's load shedding proof. Get yourself some beads, and don't worry about keeping your phone charged. But Headspace is there, and their sleep offering, it's a big part of the app, and they have these like sleepscapes. So if they have these sort of, you can put a speaker on next to your bed and fall asleep to the sound of rain or crickets chirping.
I actually had a kid who didn't sleep. Freya couldn't sleep, and we did that kind of sound and sort of meditation sounds and stuff, and it really, really, really works.
So there you go. If sleep is what you're after, give it a bash. Another big one, a big app, is the Calm app. And again, offering, they promise to help you find your calm, improve your sleep quality. There's stuff for reducing stress and anxiety, improving focus, self-improvement, all the same good stuff. Again, there's a free offering where you can try it all for free, and then they want to start charging you. But on the other side of a quick little half a tune, I found a list of 5 fully free apps that I think you should check out. And if we can squeeze in half a song from the Parlatones, I'll give you the rundown on the other side of this before Helen has to run off to her next engagement. Very busy lady. 88 FM.